This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
Adams, Run to You, 707. Your Wednesday morning, hump day, tunnel to towers. Wednesday morning. You know, you were doing the sports there, Justin. Not only have the Mets lost three in a row, I know they're not the big story right now. The Rangers are up 2-0. They resume their series in Washington on Friday. The Knicks are up 2-0. They resume their series tomorrow night in Philly. The Islanders are down 2-0. They resume their series tomorrow night at home. So baseball is on the back burner. But not only have the Mets lost three in a row, just less than a week after Brandon and Sal were yelling and screaming how good they are, and they may be a playoff team. If my math is correct in those three losses, they've been outscored 20-1. 10-0 loss to the Dodgers Sunday. 5-0 loss to the Giants Monday. 5-1 loss to the Giants Tuesday.
5-2 on Monday.
Okay. So 20-2.
Yeah.
They've been outscored in those three losses.
20-3 because 5-1 last night.
Oh, they got three. 20-3.
20-3.
Okay. So the question becomes, are the Mets, the team that started the year 0-5 and is now mired in a three-game losing streak being outscored 20-3, or the team that won 11 out of 14 in between?
Yeah, you would think there's some middle ground here that they might that they might taper off.
I think they're closer to a bad team.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
I just don't think they have the depth to be the other.
Neither
team.
Do I. But there is good news today besides the Mets. Well, that's bad news. But there is good news. I just saw, this is great, that yes, Columbia University has made progress in their negotiations with the terrorists. Yeah, that's right. They're calling them protesters on television. They're terrorists. What did I say on the microphone, on the news? You saw it on Monday. If you are pro-terrorist, in my opinion, you're a terrorist. Since when does the United States of America negotiate with terrorists? Go into those encampments at Columbia, at Harvard, at Yale, all these pricey, despicable Ivy League schools, and walk in there with bats and bash these mother effers over the head. Set their tents on fire and bash these mother effers over the head. What do you mean? We've made some progress here. We're going to give them two more days to negotiate. This President Shafik, to me, is a public enemy. She is. Negotiating with terrorists, and even Fox News saying this morning, or maybe they didn't say it, Columbia did, we're making progress. Know about you folks, pretty nauseating to me.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation. Or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
He is the host of the Rip and Read, noon to one every weekday afternoon, gets big ratings, does a great job hosting overnights on the weekends. He's with me every morning. Nobody tougher, the icon, the legend, Mr. Guardian Angel, than Curtis Sliwa. And I know he shares my frustration when he sees the same headlines that we're making progress negotiating with protesters who I call terrorists.
That's exactly what Neville Chamberlain told all the Brits. We're making progress with Adolf Hitler. We will end up saving Europe. You know something, Sid? I have to be the person calling out all the Jews, the self-hating Jews. Like the Jewish collaborators of the Nazis in the Jewish ghetto in Warsaw. I was in Warsaw. I saw the pictures. There were Jews that sold out other Jews that licked the boots of the Nazis, hoping that they would be personally saved from the ovens.
You remember the summer of George Floyd, the BLM summer? Just akin to what you just said, when there were white people pandering, disgusting white people licking the feet and rubbing the feet of black people. You remember that, right?
And taking a knee. Take a knee. Give up. Surrender. And you Jews are going to be out there Thursday night screaming, never again.
Not me.
Never again. But Sid,
not me.
Never again. Never forget the Jewish leaders who turned their backs on the Jews. Number one, he still has not surfaced. The congressman of the 12th Congressional District, which includes Columbia University, Morningside Heights, Gerald the Whale Nadler.
Well, he's skinny now, but let me tell you why this is no surprise. I'm not telling you. You know the deal. But if you guys do your homework, you're going to find out that when Barack Obama, who hates us, hates the Jews, when Barack Obama and John Kerry put together that Iran deal, which Joe Biden still lives by the way. That's why he's anything but pro-Israel. When they put together that Iran deal, Jewish people know, of course, that Iran wants to eliminate Israel, wants to destroy Israel. So you would think that any Jewish politician, any Democrat or Republican, would never be okay with a deal with Iran. But guess who was? At the time, fat and stupid, now just stupid, Jerry Nadler.
Ah, he's the congressman. He has not surfaced. By the way, did you know, Sid, he's a proud graduate of Columbia University?
Yes, he is, Curtis.
With his B.A. in 1969, or as I would call it, B.S. degree. He ran against Carolyn Maloney when they merged their district, and he actually went out in the streets and said, if you don't elect me over Carolyn Maloney, you won't have any Jews in the congressional delegation in New York City. And so many of you schmuck Potts, Pischer, Schmendrick Jews bought that. Where's your leader now, huh? Where's your sellout leader now? Gerald the Whale Nadler, I'll be the only Jew left. But you got to elect me, Jews to Jews. Well, he knows how to do the Jewish connection then. And then naturally his leader, the schmuck, the putz, Chuckie G. Schumer. What did I tell you in those initial rallies? Rally killers. They had Schumer speak. I told you, you had Schumer speak. All the young people left. All the young people said, we've heard this speech from Schumer 29,000 times. It's the same freaking speech. But all your Jewish markers said, oh, the number one Jew in America who sold out Israel. And the person you all made fun of. All of you, including the Jews who make suits, the big schmata guys. Fetterman, look at Fetterman with the hoodie on and the shorts and the sneakers. Fetterman, he's probably one of the squad members. The most loyal person in Washington, D.C. to the Jewish interests has been the U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania, Fetterman. Let me lay it out for
you. Well, that's true, by the way. Even Brian Kilmeade said on the show yesterday, he said, I can't believe I'm saying this. But I have to give credit to John Fetterman.
Let me tell you, opposition to the ceasefire. His walls outside of his Senate office had all the pictures of the hostages. Did Schumer's office or Gerald Nadler, the self-hating Jews, have it? He draped himself, Fetterman did it, in Israeli flag. When you walk into his Senate office, behind his desk is the Israeli flag. Oh, but how many Jews said, look how he's dressed. He doesn't have a suit and a tie. Let's elect Oz. Oz, who praises who? Oh, Erdogan from Turkey. He has a Turkish passport. Erdogan, who called Hamas martyrs, freedom fighters. I guess him and Eric Adams have dual citizenship in Turkey, right, with Turkish passports. Yeah, come on. Wake up, Jews.
Well, Dr. Oz also had another strike against him, and that is that no one would know Dr. Oz's name. Nobody, if it was not for one person, and she's not exactly a friend of ours, Oprah Winfrey, who I used to love. I used to watch Oprah's show every day, and I, look, she's a great story. She went through a lot, sexual abuse, made herself into a billionaire, smart lady, congratulations, but not a friend of ours. And Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, all these folks are household names today because of Oprah.
Yeah, but still, Dr. Oz had a Turkish passport.
Yes, he did.
When he was asked to renounce Erdogan again. Erdogan, that's right, Eric Adams. Erdogan, who called Hamas, first one out of the box after October 7th.
Why do you keep mentioning Eric Adams' name?
Well, he loves Turkey. I mean, how many times has he gone back and forth? He loves those Turkish dollars of Erdogan. But Erdogan was the first leader to praise Hamas. They're freedom fighters. They're martyrs. He's an anti-Semite. Dr. Oz would not renounce him. Eric Adams would not renounce him because, let's face it, they might have profited greatly from Erdogan. But anyway, let's move back to the list.
Well, how many got so far on the list? We've got Nadler.
We got Nadler and Schumer. Hey, by the way, Mr. Super Iron Jewish, I speak Hebrew, our news director, Noam Layden. Since the rest of the press corps won't reach out to Gerald the Whale Nadler and find out why he's missing in action, Noam, you better have that information by the time of the rip and read today at 12. Because if you don't have it, Nancy will have it. How embarrassing that Nancy will have the information.
And then if Nancy gets the information before the Jew Noam, something tells me that Curtis will expand the list from 4 to 5 and add Noam Layden.
Exactly, although he did speak fluent Hebrew and translated that Israeli general in that fake war that
yes,
you
he
called
did do that.
Back
yes.
and forth. But anyway, let's talk about, nobody's talking about the chancellor. The chancellor of Columbia University. No, it's not Eisenhower. He had been that before he became president. Shafiq. Manu Shafiq, the mini-me of AOC. Manu Shafiq, who is Manu Shafiq? Have you heard any reports to describe her as being born and raised in Alexandria, Egypt? And I thought you say Alexandria, maybe she's Coptic Christian. No, both parents Muslim. And do you know that at the time she was 4 years old in 1966, NASA, who was the dictator of Egypt, took her parents' property and kicked them out of Egypt. You would have thought she would have said, oh, I hate these Muslims. They kicked me out, right? Like they kicked the Jews out for so many years. And who has she sided with? She has sided with those extremists on the campus. 48 hours. We should have the CBS TV program. Tick, tick, tick. Tick
48
tick,
hours,
tick. 48
right.
48 hours.
See, I didn't know the history of her family.
How come the press hasn't brought it to our attention?
Because when I heard her name, Shafiq, it's not exactly Levine, Schwartz, or Rosenberg. I already knew what team she was on, but not on my team.
It doesn't matter. Why is the press not bringing this to our attention? Nadler, Shafiq, and then, and I mentioned it yesterday, but I'm going to give you more. Who is our Secretary of State who goes around the world to negotiate all of our differences with other countries and with our allies? It's Anthony Blinken.
It's actually Antony Blinken.
Antony. Yeah. Born and raised in Yonkers, always fancies himself as Steven Tyler. He likes to grab that guitar and show you, yeah, I can play like Steven Tyler, who was also from Yonkers, from Aerosmith. His stepfather was the only Holocaust survivor of 900 children in his school in Poland. Remember the guy with the schmat on his head who told the Jews, go back to Poland? You better believe Anthony Blinken should have realized he's talking about my stepfather, who is the only Holocaust survivor in his school in Poland. He graduated Columbia Law School. He was in the Situation Room sitting right next to his friend Barack Obama, also, who went to Columbia University when they whacked Osama bin Laden. How come the press is not asking Anthony Blinken, what do you think? Or even, the God, Barack Obama. Hey, Noam Layden, do your freaking job. You and Flippin. I want to know by 12 noon, what's the statement of Barack Obama? Because the press has protected him. Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State, claims he's a proud Jew, went to Columbia Law School. Gerald the Whale Nadler, Chuck E. Cheese Schumer. Why are they protecting all these Jew haters?
This is a very good list of four people. The good news is you don't have to wait until noon. Here he is, our news director, Noam Layden.
Well, Nancy must have done an incredibly deep dive to look for this statement from Jerry Nadler, because he actually released it on Sunday night, saying that he issued this statement condemning anti-Semitism on the campus of Columbia University. It took me all of about 6 seconds to find, by the way. He says that we've witnessed what could be legitimate debate venture into dangerous anti-Semitic rhetoric, attacks and intimidation on Columbia University campus, condemnation of the anti-Semitism and bigotry facing the Jewish community, especially with Passover beginning.
Oh, come on.
He says,
we're losing our freaking audience here, Noam.
This is what you said.
Wait, where has he been?
Calling out Jerry the Whale Nadler, but he made a statement Sunday night.
Excuse me, where has he been? Has he been at Columbia University?
I can find out for you.
But with the expert investigation
you've done, he's probably been on the campus,
oh,
too.
Oh, really? You want to bet some shekels on that?
I would bet some shekels on it because clearly you didn't see the statement from him.
Kiss Gerald the Whale Nadler's anti-Semitic, self-hating ass.
By the way, he goes on to say, no Jewish person in our great city should fear for their safety. This was Sunday night the statement came out.
Really?
Nancy and you apparently had a very hard time finding it. I found it in seven and a half seconds.
How do you miss the whale up at Columbia University? Hey, Sid, when you were up there, did you see the whale walking down the block?
No, I didn't see any of these people, any of those people on your list. I saw none of them. Zero, none, zero.
Shafiq, the Muslim chancellor, gave a tour of Columbia University to the four Democratic congressmen who were there the same time you were there, Sid. They didn't give you a tour.
No, I didn't even know that was going on. I don't want a tour. Listen, I made the point this morning. I know you heard me, Curtis.
You ass-kissing, Noam Layden.
You son of a bitch, Noam. Although Noam did find it in 7 seconds. Got to give him credit.
Seven. Actually, it might have been six and a half.
So you're going to give a pass? I send out a press release. Oysmay.
So here's my point for this one. All right, fine. So this morning I said this. We were there on Monday. We were the first. Now they're all coming, right? Today, Mike Johnson, Anthony D'Esposito.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
What Jews? There are no Jews left on the campus.
I know
who
that.
Who are they meeting with?
I know that.
You couldn't even put together a minion of the students on the campus.
Well, to Curtis's point, you need 10 folks for a minion. They've got about 5 or 6 Jews left.
Watch, they'll hire some black guys from Harlem.
Probably.
Hey, could you pretend to be Ethiopian Jews just for this occasion so we have a minion to meet with?
So then I start getting all these texts yesterday. You gotta join us. Sid, you gotta join us. Thursday night, the United for Israel March. What does that even mean? United for Israel March. This is not about Israel. I mean, it could be, I guess, but so anyway, so like thousands of people are going marching.
Who's the leader?
Who the hell knows?
Who's the head marker?
Yeah, of course.
Are you going to have Schumer there again? Bore the hell out of everybody.
I don't know if Schumer's going to be there. I got this from either Suzanne Miller or Jill Zarin. I don't know.
Wait. Are they young people?
Are they what?
Young.
No, they're not young people.
As you mentioned in the start of your program, where are the young Jews?
That's my point.
What, are they hiding under their Castro convertibles?
Well, they're not there right now. They're home for Passover. But we got to get to the point where the Sid Rosenbergs, the Anthony D'Espositos, the Mike Johnsons, the thousands of you who have finally come to the party, welcome. Tomorrow night, start marching.
No.
Where are the Jewish kids?
When do the Jewish students go out there,
right.
Sid? You said that at the start of your program, you couldn't have been more hopelessly right. Oh, but all the Jewish parents and the boobies and zaders, leave that to the Gentiles. Leave that to them. They know how to get rough and tough. In Israel, that's not the case. Those are real Jews. Those are tough Jews. They don't surrender. They don't retreat. You know who we need to lead this rally down Broadway?
Who? You?
Senator Fetterman. We should
No, we can't have
him. Oh, let me tell you something.
He's a psycho, too.
Wait a second, psycho? What about your psycho Schumer? Where's he going to be? Where's Nadler going to be? Where are all these? Oh, they love to put the yarmulke on. I daven, I read Torah, I read Talmud. They sold their own people out. At least Fetterman was there and said no, absolutely no to the ceasefire. Outside of his Senate office, he had the photos of all the hostages. Did Schumer have them? Did Nadler have them? What about the other Jewish elected officials? He draped himself in the Israeli flag. When you walk into his Senate office, on the back wall, he has a big Israeli flag. Do you think Schumer has that? Do you think Nadler has that? Oh, but look how he's dressed. He doesn't have a shmata on. Oh, he's got sneakers and shorts and a hoodie. He's more of a Jew than all of them together. I stand with Fetterman, who stands for Israel and America. Schumer and Nadler, as they always have, stand only for themselves. And that was exactly what the Jewish sellouts in the Warsaw Ghetto, who were the police, stood for themselves. And they sent their own people to the ovens. And then guess what? Eventually the Nazis sent them to the ovens too. Remember your history. It's 1938 all over again.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.